Hello everyone and welcome to Money Control. My name is Abhas Sharma and we are back with another episode of Tech Up, our weekly podcast for the latest in gadgets, personal technology, AI and everything in between. AI is no longer just a buzzword. It is something that we talk about, we write about and end up using almost every day in one form or the other. From chatbots to content creation, it's reshaping the narrative almost every day. But there's one space where, despite being around, feels more like a fancy extra than a necessity. I'm talking about smartphones. Sure, we have AI-powered cameras, smarter voice assistants, and claims of improving efficiency and productivity. But are these real innovations or just clever marketing words? Are these features genuinely improving your experience or are they just flashy add-ons? In this episode of Tech Up, we break it down with an industry expert to find out whether AI in smartphones is truly changing the game or just making noise. Joining me today is Tarun Pathak, Research Director with Counterpoint. Good morning, Tarun, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning, Abhas. Thank you for having me here.
It's our pleasure. Our pleasure. So tell me, you know, AI features in smartphones are often marketed as game changers. You know, from your research or your perspective, are consumers actually demanding these features or are brands pushing AI as a selling point? What's your take on that?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question. So if you look at right now, what has happened in the past 3 years from the AI landscape, most of the push is from the supply side of things. Like even if today, if you look at the revenue breakup, 80% of the revenue is coming from the hardware side of things on the AI space, which means it is more of a industry supply side push rather than the demand side, what we call typically end consumers. So that is it, what is happening. But now what we have seen internally at Counterpoint, we are doing a lot of research on AI. And what we are currently looking at the trends and we are seeing it, this AI train hype is approaching a reality station. And there are a couple of things why that is happening. One is the consumer awareness of the AI on device has been increasing year on year. We did a research in Q4 of last year where we found out like, and it was done across 7 countries, including India, and 73% of the consumers have tried generative AI on their smartphones in one way or another, which was like consumer are warming up to this idea of AI. But now the question is, are there enough end use cases that are actually hooking this consumer to use this AI more and more? The answer is not yet, but we are definitely heading in the right direction. And the reason is because normally in a typical industry transitional shift, we see almost like at the transition to real use case happens between like 18 to 24 months. It happened during the 4G era. It happened during the 5G era as well, where you have a killer use case or the apps that are going to come and change the things fundamentally. And we have seen last week, I'm sure like me and you, we have seen this Ghibli-styled AI trend taking over and everyone suddenly talking about these generational images in that order, and that is one of the use case, obviously. But right now, if we look at our research right now, most of these use cases are practically the use cases that are helping users on the writing, editing side of it. So for example, AI writing assistance is something which is being used by 56% of the respondents. Text to image generation is something that was used by 44% of the respondents, and then 43, very close gap between the AI-based voice assistant and all. So if you look at the top three was more of your creative writing generation of images or so. But the real use case, we believe that will happen over a period of time when the industry starts coming into picture. And then we see as we are heading into the agentic era, we'll see more and more use cases coming up.
Right. In fact, my next question was going to be that, what are the key features that, you see? Like, of course, you said that writing text is something which people do use. Some of the top features are, which are, say, on, if we talk about Android phones, then circle to search is a feature that both Google, Samsung, and others are pushing. There is the magic eraser, which, even Apple has, Samsung has. Are these, in your opinion, genuinely transformative, or these are just incremental improvements which, people perhaps will not use on a long-term basis? It may be a fad, maybe it's just here today. What's your take on that?
I think those will be transformative use case eventually. So I think if you recall from a novel, Ernest Hemingway, The Sun Also Rises, they say, he asked like how you get bankrupt, and he said two ways, gradually and then suddenly. The same thing is here in AI as well. Like gradually we are using, and then suddenly it will disrupt everything around. So I think these use cases are good to have as of now, and I agree with that. The consumers say, okay, these are something like, what if this is not something that will push me to buy a smartphone as of now? But as we go further and further, these experiences are going to be very personalized. So we need to understand that we are entering into a hyper personalized computing era, where your devices will get very much similar to your usage experiences, unlike the other way around we have been using them. So your personal graph will be on the device. You'll have multiple apps that will be actually giving you an experience that are fine-tuned as per your own needs and preferences. So the next set of use cases, what we believe, would be very app-driven. So for example, if I'm sitting at home and 9 o'clock in the morning, this app understand that I go to my office, suddenly I get a pop-up like, hey, would you like to book an Uber to your office? So it's more of a convenience, it's more of a time saving. So what we believe internally, the first set of your apps and experience will be something that will save a lot of your time. Because technically, if you look at AI, what AI does to you is AI will leverage or will change all those things that you have been doing repeatedly and very monotonous. So that's the first use case of AI. So eventually, if you are spending like 6 hours a day on your device, maybe these use cases will help you to save 1, 1.5 hour off your daily work life balance, and then give you that additional 1.5 hours which you can spend on any other. So I think that's the first set of use cases that consumer will start realizing. And then we will end up like having some kind of app experience that are native to your smartphones, like what developers will be doing. So you'll have an agent that will be talking to all your apps, or maybe we are heading into an appless world altogether. We might not have a single app on our phone in the next 5 to 8 years, and all you have is an input mechanism which is very voice enabled, and then you have an agent that will determine how you are going to interact with your phone going forward.
Right. That's an interesting thought, having an appless world, and the way at which AI is moving every day, you never know, that might just be a reality soon. But I wanted to ask you, do you see any differences, like how AI powered smartphone features are received in different markets? Say, if you're talking about the US, Europe, or India. India is still, it's a strong smartphone market, but
Correct.
How do you see it, the AI use cases in different countries?
Yes. So these use cases vary from different regions. What we have seen is on three terms. One is your awareness, how well people are aware of the Gen AI. And that awareness we have seen highest in North America, with almost like 72%. And that awareness we have seen lowest in country like Japan, which was like close to like 7%. Significant gap. And then you have European countries like France, Germany, and Poland, somewhere in 57, 46%, and 43%, respectively. That was more on your awareness thing. So that's the first criteria what we evaluate users on. The second thing is, okay, now you are aware of it, how much are you familiar with it? That fundamentally, what we have seen, a very significant difference between emerging and developed nations. Users in US and Canada are very much familiar with Gen AI, which means even if they are aware, they are actually using it a lot. And the third thing, what we look at it after your awareness and familiarity, is how many of you have tried those applications on the phone. And that is a thing. We have not seen a big delta between the different regions. So US, you have 78% users have exposure to Gen AI apps on their smartphones, as compared to some of even European countries where the awareness was low, but your usage was high. So whoever was using it even more than some of these North American countries. Like, for example, Poland, 82% of the respondents were actually trying Gen AI on their apps. France, it was closer to like 76%. So that number was not significantly very different. And when we look at the AI use case by different applications, the writing assistants, text-to-image generators, voice assistants, all these numbers were fundamentally not very different. So we can say that Europe and US were almost on the similar term. Obviously, NAM was a little bit on the higher. Then you have countries like developing, like India, a little bit catching up on that. And then you have countries like Japan and some of these emerging markets where the internet penetration is not there. Obviously, Japan is an anomaly. I think this is because of the age factor as well. But right. Then the other countries are slowly, slowly ramping up. So that's what we are seeing from our initial consumer research, what we have undertook last year.
Okay. Use cases, what we spoke about, like, you know, what you can do with the camera, you can writing tools, translation, transcription. These are features which perhaps have been there now for a while. But do you think that AI in smartphones will reach a certain plateau? You know, like, is this is it? And these are the features which will keep getting better. Or there could be some breakthrough which could actually make it something which is indispensable with. Like, do you see a point where AI on phone is something which users will not be able to live without? Or, you know, it will become a part of their daily usage more and more?
Yes. So I think what will happen is there are two things where this is going to change. One is there is a fundamental discussion that is happening from smartphone side of things, is on-device processing versus cloud, right? And obviously what we believe it will be more hybrid. So you'll have two set of use cases that will emerge. One is your on-device use cases that are fundamentally what the companies like Apple are looking after, because this is something that will have a tendency to change and personalize your smartphone experience. So that is one. The second is something what companies like Google Cloud, we are looking into some of the use cases from Galaxy AI as well, which are more cloud-based use cases, right? That will have more computing power to drive some of the use cases. So I think we'll have those different type of buckets that will emerge, you know, over a period of time in terms of your use cases, in terms of everything. But fundamentally, the path what we are taking is the existing use case will become more and more smarter, will become more and more personalized and easy to use. Then you'll have some kind of killer use cases that will be developed over a period of time. And when we say killer use case, one can typically debate what exactly a killer use case in an AI world be like. So for example, technically we are too much dependent on our app ecosystem these days, right? And like we are heavily dependent on the app experience. So what the next set of use cases will actually emerge from those apps, where there will be an agents that will be talking to each other, and you will have multiple use cases emerging out from that agentic AI on your smartphones that will give you an experience that will be fundamentally very different from the same smartphone what you are using and the same smartphone what your colleague or someone in your family might be using. It is, like I said, the first set of use cases will end up saving a lot of your time, remove the repetitive things that we have. The other thing what we can do, we need to understand fundamentally what we do on our phone. So a lot of time goes on content consumption, right? So your content consumption can change fundamentally in a way like never before. You are consuming a content in a very different way. So last night I was looking at IPL and there was 360 degree view, right? So maybe in future you can have a very different way of looking at an IPL match, what someone else might be looking. And then with a let's say commentary in a language which is more native to yours, and it will give you a very personalized experience of watching. That's just one example, and that can apply to different form of short format content, long format content. And the other thing what we look at is the creation of the content, right? So we are entering into a creator's economy. You'll have a lot of these use cases that will help you be more productive. So for example, technically everyone can be creative these days, right? You have seen how we used to edit videos, and things are going to change now with the kind of new AI editing tools coming into picture. So the barriers of upskilling these days are going to change. And fundamentally, there will be like a blurring lines between a consumer and an enterprise use case as well. So you'll get more productive, you'll gain more skills. But again, the thing is how you are channelizing your energy into these use cases going forward so that everyone is getting the best out of it. Now, the other thing is like it can go either way as well, because technically you can encroach on a lot of people's privacy or their creativity as well. So that is something what regulators need to look into, so that we need to share, make sure that we are using AI in a more sustainable way, in a more positive way, and it helps us to achieve more. I think of it as more like as you're an assistant or an apprentice with whom you can basically be more productive, be more tech savvy, and do things which are good for you in your daily day-to-day life.
Right. So you're saying that AI will become more personalized, more efficient, more creative. That's what the AI experience
yes.
on smartphones will be in the future, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tarun. You spoke about regulatory aspects of the AI. Perhaps that's a topic for another day, and we would love to have you again
yeah.
over and discuss more that in detail. But
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining in today, Tarun. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks. Take care.
As Tarun said, AI will drive more creativity, more productivity, and more efficiency. We are just scratching the surface, and AI in smartphones is just getting started. With each passing day, as I said, AI is changing the way we use our devices or how we create content, and smartphones will continue to play a crucial role in that. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Abhas Sharma. Please like and subscribe to Money Control. We'll be back again next week with another episode of Tech Up.